We're on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph by the two dots, about nine lines down. Kim Chadachiti. So if you have this flour of wheat, Rav Yirmiyahu bar Ripya Adam, you make a Ripya Adam, and Rav Nachman or Shakol Nivavro, you make a Shakol Nivavro, because you don't really eat it. You usually turn it into something else. I'm Rav Lo Nachman, Lo Tivik Lo Rav Yehuda. Don't argue with Rav Yehuda, says Ripya Adam, and Rav Yochanan Rishmol, Kamek Vasek, because Rav Yochanan Rishmol hold like him. Dom Rav Yehuda Rishmol, Chen Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yochanan, Rav Yehuda quotes Shmol, Rav Yitzchak quotes Rav Yochanan, Shem Zayz Mevorchan, Lov Ripya Eitz. By olive oil, you make a Bracha Ripya Eitz. Alma Afakav Tishan, even though it changed from what it was as an olive, if it became oil, still b'mosekoi, it stays with the same bracha chanami. So to over here, avakav d'yishtani, even though it changed from its, you know, original thing that it was a wheat kernel, b'mosekoi, it's flour now, nonetheless it remains with the same bracha. Midami, we say, wait a second, you can't compare olive oil to flour. Mida hasam lezali luyachrina, but over there you can't make it any better. Olive oil is the best that it can get. Hachi zali luyachrina papas, but over here you can make it better. You can turn it into bread, so it's not considered something better. Vechi zali luyachrina lomer vechi mula bere priadama al shakol. Wait a second. If there's a way of making it better, you don't make a bracha bere priadama. You make shakol. Is that true? Vermezim ramazam rishmo akra chaya vekimcha. I mean raw pumpkin as well as kimcha desari as well as this barley flour. Mevechi mula shakol nivavro. You make a shakol nivavro. My love dechi. If it only says kim chadasari is shakol nivavaro, it must be that kim chadachiti, you know, that the wheat flour should be bere priadama. You say, lo, dechiti nam shakol nivavaro. No. Wheat is all shakol nivavaro. L'shemina dechiti v'kol shakol nivavaro. So why not mention that wheat flour is shakol, and kol shakol, barley flour, is shakol. Yeshmina dechiti av mina hanimi dechiti av desari lo liver chalak klal. If you didn't mention wheat, you would have thought that wheat is a shakol, but barley flour, you wouldn't make a bracha at all. Kamash v'lan. No. By both of them, to make the bracha of shakol nivavaro. Okay, migor melech v'zom, is any worse than salt and brine? Did not. Alam melech v'zom is omer shakol nivavaro. I'm salt and brine to make a shakol nivavaro. If you're eating salt and brine to make a shakol nivavaro, then this should be the exact same thing. This kim chadachiti. It's rich. We need it. Sagan migor melech v'zom is ovid inish to shadal pumei. No. Salt and brine people sometimes put inside their mouths. Aval kim chadasari hol v'kasher l'kokeani. This kim chadasari, this barley flour, it's really bad for the stomach and it causes you to have worms. Liver chalakal. Maybe you should make a bracha at all. Since you get an from it, even though it can make you sick, but you bracha, you still need a bracha. Okay, so that's that. Says the Judat Kura. What about parts of palm? Rav Yirmiyahu bar Ripya Adam, you make a Ripya Adam, Shmuel Meshakol Nivavaro. Rav Yirmiyahu bar Ripya Adam, Perehu. This is considered a fruit, that's why you make a Ripya Adam. It's fruit of the tree, Shmuel Meshakol Nivavaro. Hovasov Lahaksha, it's going to harden in the end. So therefore, you got to make a shakol, it's not regular fruit. Shmuel said back to Rav Yirmiyahu, you make sense that it's Ripya Adam, that's known, Sof Lahaksha, because radishes in the end harden. We make a Bripya Adama. So to where you're hardened, you should make a Bripya Adama. Lohi, but it's not true. It's no Nati in Shaddai to the Pogla. When people plant radishes, they plant it with the das to be able to eat this radish. Dikolo Natal in Shaddai to Kura. But when you plant a palm tree, you're not doing it for the palm. Which tells you one little thing. Nowadays, when they make hearts of palm, they make trees specifically with the hearts of palm. If that's true, you would make a Bripya Adama. Wait a second. Whenever people don't plant it for that reason, you don't make a bracha on it. Very tzlaf. What about keper bush? Not the inish dati to parcha. People plant it for the flowers. When it comes to the different parts of it, for example, the leaves and the berries, you make a bracha on them. Alvionas, the other berries, valkafrizin and the different shells, omer bracha to make a bracha. So we see that even though you don't plant it for those things, you still make brachas on them. Nothing inish dati to shusa. When people plant keper bush, they plant it with everything in mind. Dikolo not the inish dati to kura. When you plant a palm tree, you do it for the fruits, you don't do it for the heart of palm. Even though Shmuel praised Rav Yehuda, the halacha is like Shmuel, that you make a shakol nivavaro, but nowadays it's different. Since they plant trees specifically the heart of palm, you would make a hadama. Amar Rav Yehuda Rav, tzlaf shel orla b'chutzlar, this is after the two dots, Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, caper bush of orla in chutzlar, zorgas of yonas, v'olchalos kafris, and you can eat the shells, but you should throw away the berries. Are you trying to say that the berries are fruit and therefore you can eat them, but the shells are not fruits? V'raminu. We have a stira. Amini nitzban, all these different parts of the tree, all of the tomatoes on the leaves. Right around the tamaros, these like small little berries. The other types of berries and the covers and the shells, we make a bripya eitz. So we see, we do say it. So we say, who damar Rabbi Kiva? Oh, that holds like Rabbi Kiva. Dinan, Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, tzlaf misaser tamaros avionos kafrisin. By the tzlaf, you take meister off of the tamaros, those types of berries. Avionos, the other types of berries, the kafrisin and the shells. Rabbi Kiva misaser avionos bavad. No, Rabbi Kiva says you only take meister off of the berries. Benishu pri, that's the only fruit of the tree. So that guy must hold like Rabbi Kiva, and that's the reason why it's little bit different. So the Braisa says, if Yonis and Kafrizi make Berpira, it's a hope like Rabbi Eliezer. And Rabbi Kiva, right, he's the one that says that it's only Avionis, and that's the reason why you have this idea over here. Zorik is Avionis, Ochlos, Akaris, and Avionis are the only thing that's a fruit. The name of Rabbi Kiva, why didn't Rabbi Huda in the name of Rav just say the Alachos of Rabbi Kiva? You don't know Rabbi Kiva, Avion, Afil, Ba'aretz. If you said the Alachos of Rabbi Kiva, I would thought even in Eretz Yisrael, it's the same question. Call Mikol Ba'aretz, Alachos of Mikol Ba'aretz, even if you're Mikol in Eretz Yisrael, Alachos of Mikol Ba'aretz, but not like him in Eretz Yisrael. And that's the reason why he didn't say it that way, so you would know that it was that. It's not true in Eretz Yisrael. V'nei malach Rabbi Kiva chutzlarts. Why not just say that halachas like Rabbi Kiva in chutzlarts? You got to throw away the pears. Kol mekol be'aretz halachas gemosa b'chutzlarts. Just say that. Yamar hachi. If Rav would have said that, have a minahani milikavim meiser ilan, it would be true by the meiser of the by a tree. The be'aretz gufim min rabbanon by the land. Eretz Yisrael itself, it's only min rabbanon. Avagav orla. The be'aretz midu rice by Eretz Yisrael's midu rice. Aim b'chutzlarts nami nigs. Or maybe you should make exeri in chutzlarts and aser it. Kamash malon. That's the reason why you have to say specifically what he said. Ravina Ashkelu Marbar Ravashi Kazarik of Yonis Ukachol Kafrizin. Ravina found Marbar Ravashi. He was throwing away the berries and eating the shells, sort of like what Rabbi Kiva just said, like Rabbi Yudamarav, right? Which is not how we pass on. Well, they might die to Rabbi Kiva to Mekel. Are you like Rabbi Kiva that were Mekel? If you're going to be Mekel, you might as well be like Beishamai, because again, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you can't eat the berries or the shells. If you're going to hold like Rabbi Kiva, then you're being Mekel, which is not how we hold, and that's why you're eating the shells. But if you're going to hold like Beishamai, you could be even more Mekel. Do not slap Beishamai. Kilayim b'karen, it's a laugh. Kilayim, he says, is kilayim in a vineyard, right? B'solamrim in kilayim b'karen, it's not kilayim b'karen. Elulim odin shchayim b'orla, and everybody agrees that it's chayim in orla. So haguf v'karsha. Hold on a second. You just had a kasha. Amar to tzlaf beishami amrim kilayim b'karen. Alma min yareku, right? It's got to be a vegetable because you said it's kilayim if you have it in a vineyard. B'aratani elulim odin shchayim b'orla, but then you said it's chayim in orla. Alma min ilanu, so it's a type of tree. Is it a vineyard or is it a tree? Alakasha beishami svukim misekelu. Nope, beishami was misapik. B'avdi achal chumri was machmir in all cases. But according to Beishamai, it's Safik Orla. It's not Safik Orla Eretz Yisrael Aser. B'Suria Mutter, right? In Eretz Yisrael, it's Aser. In Syria, which is Syria, the area that David HaMelech captured on his own, that's going to be Mutter. B'Chutz La'ar, it's Yori B'Lekeach. And if it's outside of Eretz Yisrael, you can go down and take it. It will actually be in a locate. As long as nobody sees you, go ahead and take it. So you could be as Mekol as Beishamai over here if you want to be there. He said, Rabbi Kiva, Makom Rabbi Eliezer, Avdin and Kaval say, listen, if you have Rabbi Kiva versus Rabbi Eliezer, you can do like Rabbi Kiva. And therefore, even though we hold like Rabbi Eliezer, we can go ahead and do like Rabbi Kiva. But if you're going to hold like Beishamai in front of Beisel, even though he's Mekel, right? Nonetheless, it ain't a Mishnah. We don't hold that way. So we wouldn't go all the way to Beishamai. Says the Gemara, typically, not to Shomer Lepri. Hold on. Don't we say that the shell itself is going to be a shomer for the period of Rahman or Alasim or Alaso es perio, right? The orla goes es perio, as a tefillah of perio. That includes anything that's secondary to its for Manu Shomer Lepri. That includes the Shomer Lepri. So that's considered something that's going to be us. Right, so that's the Shomer Lepri. Amrava Heichan, I mean, that's the Shomer Lepri. Where do we say, says Rava, that it becomes a Shomer Lepri, that the shell is considered a Shomer Lepri, and it's considered like the Pri itself, Heichan, Isavim, Metalshvim, Mechobar, if it's going to last, whether it's detached or attached, right, Hacha, but over here by the Kaper Bosh, Mechobar, you say the shell is there if it's attached to the ground, Betalush, Leisa, but it's not when it's detached. And because it's not there when it's detached, therefore the Shomer has a different status. It's not like the actual Pri, and therefore it's not considered the same thing. Esve, Abaya, Abaya, Sakasha, Pitma, Shorim, Misarefes, the Pitam of the rimon is mitzaref to the total size, the amount of the thing, into the thing itself. It's like the flower on top. Anetz shaloi mitzaref, but the nates, that's like the kafras, this type of shell, that's not mitzaref. I mean, come right, anetz shaloi mitzaref. If you say it's not, amad labochol must be it's inedible. But tanakh be orla klipi rimon anetz shaloi klipia goes margarina chayim be orla. And we say the shells of rimonim and its nates, the klipia gozim and the garinim are all chayim in orla. So we say that even the stuff that's inedible is still going to be chayim in orla. It's still there. So why would the shell be any different? You're right. I'll switch it around. A shomer only exists if it's there at the time when the fruit is ripened. Hi kafras, but this shell, it's not there at the time when the fruit ripens, and therefore it's not considered part of the fruit, and that's why it's not considered part of the orla. These flowers of orla are still going to be asr, because they're eventually going to become shomer lapri. When does it become a shomer? When it's in the inripe, inedible stage. It's still a shomer, even though it's only there when it's inedible and it's still unripe. So you see that it's still considered, the katafras should still be considered a shomer if it's there only in the beginning stages, not at the end stages. Rav Nachman suffered like Rabbi Yossi. We say Rav Nachman, he really holds like Rabbi Yossi. Not Rabbi Yossi, we're smadar also min eshu pri. Smadar, these really unripe grapes are also to eat because they're considered like a fruit. The Rabbanan argue on him and say it's not a real fruit. And therefore, that opinion that says that it's a shomer because it's there by the kofra, that holds like Rabbi Yossi. We don't hold that way. and therefore you don't have to worry, it's not a shomer lepri because it falls off too early. Wait a second, by other trees, do the rabbis really argue about all this? When do we say that you're not allowed to cut down the trees? On Shemitah, the Pasuk says, the Torah says, le'achla, it should be eaten. Lola has it not to be lost. When do you not cut down the trees during Shavuos? V'shamarim kolonos mishil to you, all trees, when they start to bring out their fruits. V'salon v'achal ruvim mishil yisharshu, well, it depends. Caribs, when they start to take root. Hagafana mishil grew, the grapes themselves, when they start becoming fat. V'aziz mishil need to. The olives, when they start flowering out. V'shar kolonos mishil to you, when they start coming out. V'am ravazi u'boser u'guruhu pololavan. Boser is guruhu pololavan. Pololavan sakataytuch. Wait a second. These ripe grapes are the same thing as the white beans. Aleim ashiru kapolav, and it's when they're the size of the white beans. Manshamataledam raboser and smadalo. Who's the one that says that boser is one thing and smadar is another thing? The rabbanon. Vekatani sharkolon shoshi is to you. And as soon as the trees start bringing it out, they're already chayv and orla. So to rear the kafras is there mishio to you. So it should be part of the orla, and it'll be a problem with orla. So we have to switch everything around. Elam Rava. Rava says his third answer. Hey, chamini davi shomer lepri. You know when it becomes a shomer for the pri? Hey, chedikish kaltu leshomer ma'is prayer. When, if you would take away the shomer, you take away the guard, take away the shell, the fruit will die. Right? Sort of like an apple. You take away the shell, it dies immediately. It's not going to last. But over here, when you take the kafras away, when you take that shell away in the caper bush, right? Lomeis para. The berries do not die. And therefore, it's not considered a shomer, and therefore, it's not chayven orla. Hava uvda v'shaklul anetz the rimona v'yavish rimona. There was a story where they took away the nates of the rimona, and the rimon dried up. So we see the fruit died, and that's why they treated it as orla. V'shaklul aparcha de betisa. They took away the stem of a certain berry v'yakayim betisa, and the berry still existed, so you don't have to worry about anything. So even though this is, what's it called? In parentheses, it's from the Bahag, and therefore we can still read it. Hilchos Adalach is Kamar Bravashi, Dizarkas Avionis Alchos Akafrisin, who threw away the Avionis, he couldn't eat the berries, but he ate the Kafrisin in Orla of a Kaper Bosham, and Ilgabe Orla La Perin, and Ilgabe Brachos Nami La Perin, and therefore it's not Perus. We got in Brachos as well, Vilom Rachina La Brepir 8, Ala Brepir Adama, and therefore it's considered Brepir Adama, right? So that's interesting. So the berries, even though we said up above is the Brepir 8, as well as the Kafras, the Kafras is not considered a fruit, so therefore you would make a Brepir Adama on the Kafras. So the Avionis, you would make a the kafras you would make the brepri adama. Now we have a brand new gemara, pilpili, by the two lines up in the middle lines, pilpili. So these types of spice peppers, rishitzim or shakal, you make a shakal on it because they're not really able to be eaten. Rav Amar lo klum, you wouldn't make a bracha at all. Was Rav Tamei, Rav goes according to the reasons. Rav kas pilpili biyom kippur potter. You're potter if you chew these peppers on Yom Kippur because they're really not food. Kazang vila biyom kippur, if you chew ginger on Yom Kippur, potter, you're also potter. Meisai Rav Meir Magmasha Shnamar Varal Tamar also spiryo. You take orla from the fruit. Any odiash eitz machul. Don't I know that it's already a tree that gives off food? Why do you have to say that it's an eitz machol? Right? You have to include a tree where the taste of the tree and the fruit are equal to one another. That also has orla. And that refers to this peppercorn tree. And they are fruits. And it teaches you you will not be lacking when you want to eat bread. There's nothing missing in that land. Right? So we see that pepper is somewhat edible and it is a fruit. But you're saying over here that you wouldn't eat it at all, and you don't even make a bracha. If anything, a shakol, lakasha, abritiv, tabi, abeshta. You're right, dry ones is inedible. The wet ones can be eaten, and it's still considered like a fruit, and you have an issue of orla, etc. The Rabbanu said to Reimar, kas zangvila b'yom kippur potter. You already said that if you chew this ginger on Yom Kippur, you're going to be potter. Amar Rava, hai hamlosa, de'asio mi behindu es shari. This paste that's made with ginger and honey that comes from India is considered motum, a bracha, labri priyadama, you make bari priyadama. Isn't that the same thing as this type of ginger thing? Lakasha, abritiv, also, hai b'yabishta. You're right. It's himlosa if you make it with wet ginger. If it's dry ginger, then you can chew it in Yom Kippur and there's no problem. Chavetz kedera. This is like a porridge. It's made with flour, honey, and oil. V'chein dice and grits. They're like oatmeal. Rav Yudom HaShakol Nivro, you make a Shakol Nivro with that. Rav Kanam HaRemi Mizonos, you make a Mizonos because it's made with actual porridge, flour stuff. B'dice agreed l'kim l'am l'opalit HaRemi Mizonos. Listen, if it's just grits, everybody agrees that you would make a HaRemi Mizonos. Just that itself. Keep it like B'dice ke'in Chavetz kedera. We're talking about grits that are made with a ton of ginger and honey and milk and whatever. Rav Yudom HaShakol Suffer Duvshi Iker, he holds that the honey or the milk is the Iker, and that's why you would make a shakal. And Rav Kanam of Reimi Mizonos Suffer Smid Iker, he holds that the porridge, the actual flour itself, and the other stuff is the Iker. That's a question when it comes to oatmeal. We usually make a Mizonos and oatmeal. Amr Rav Yizuk Vasid Rav Kanam Mistavra, it makes a lot of sense for Rav Kanam to make a Reimi Mizonos. Rav Shmuel Dor Mitzvar Kol Shev Shol Chavis Aminin. As soon as you have any of the five different types of grains, wheat, barley, oat spelt rye, mevorchel breminazones, you make a breminazones. So this over here, this oatmeal slash this ginger thing, this porridge, you make a breminazones no matter what. Gufa, ravish mother, ravish mother, ravish mother, ravish mother, ravish mother, ravish mother, anything that has in it, one of the five grains, you make a breminazones. Viranami, ravish mol. We also have a statement from ravish mother, ravish mother, ravish mother, ravish mother, ravish anything of the five minimum mevorchel breminazones, you would make a breminazones. So we say, wait, what's the difference between those? He just said the same statement twice. We say, tzricha, we need both them, diash, mina kol shehu. If you had said the second statement where it says anything that is, havimina mishum di isubene, I would think because you can see the actual flour, the actual mizonos in your with your eyes, havayideta ruvas, but if it's mixed in and you can't really see it low, you wouldn't make a brain mizonos. Kamashon kol sheishbo, as long as it's in there, you make a brain mizonos even if you can't really see it. Viashmina kol sheishbo, if you would say anything that's in it, havimina kol sheishbo, chomizmina in, avori zochen low. I would say that's anything that has the 5 minute, but if it was rice or millet, then maybe not, mishum di ruvas, because that's the ruvas, avori zochen low. But if it's actually seen, name afilo or zidochan, amivrachan, brain mizonos, maybe oriz vidochan in rice and whatever it is, if it's mixed in, you wouldn't be able to make a brei minazones. But if it's oriz vidochan, it would have the same status as the other five grains. You make a brei minazones because of the oriz vidochan itself, and they're the same status of wheat and barley, etc., and everything. Kamash falan, no. Kol shu mechamish is a minu v'rochan le brei minazones. Anything of those 5 minim, you make a brei minazones if it's inside the lafuka oriz vidochan, but not true by rice. That filu is veine, even if you can see it, le brei minazones, it doesn't automatically turn into brei minazones because oriz vidochan do not have the same status. Rice and millet don't have the same status as the five types of grain. We are 8 lines down in Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph.